Welcome back to the Steve Guru Show. Good to have you here, as always. And as you know, if you're a regular listener of the program, we provide a lot of medical expertise here because we want you to be healthy. We want good things to happen to you. We want to make sure that you're in the best shape possible. And joining me today is Dr. Jamie Bartley. She is a urologist with SMG Urology. That is, of course, with the Spero Medical Group. Doctor, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Well, let's talk about this. You know, at some point you probably made a decision early on that you wanted to be a doctor. You decided to go study for many years. What made you want to specialize in urology for women?
Well, I found that going through my rotations in medical school that urology was a very interesting field. It had a lot of diversity and included a lot of longitudinal or long-term care, which I like the idea of being able to follow my patients for an extended time period.
Sure.
And also it had procedures, which I really found that I enjoyed.
How long have you been doing this?
Well, I've been in practice since 2013, but I did 7 years of training, so I've been doing it for about for a long time.
You've been in the game for a while. The math is 13 years. It's okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's fine. The point is, and I want to ask you, just over that short 13-year period, when you first said, this is the direction I'm going, what kind of advancements in technology and new techniques have we found just in the last 10 or 12 years that are different from the day you walked in the door?
Sure. So we've definitely found some improvement in some additional treatments for patients who have an overactive bladder or urinary incontinence. So that's when patients have difficulty controlling their urine. They have to go frequently. They may have accidents, which can be, you know, quite embarrassing and a big quality of life issue.
Sure it is.
So we do various procedures once patients have kind of gone through and failed behavioral changes or exercises and even medications. So we do interesting procedures such as neuromodulation, where we can stimulate various nerves that help control the bladder and help them kind of settle down so that they behave better and give patients better bladder control.
Really?
And we also inject Botox into bladders to help bladders hold that urine like they're supposed to.
Really? Botox?
Yep.
Who would have, my bladder is wrinkled. We need to fix this, doctor. No, a different thing. It's not cosmetic, obviously, as I'm being a little flip, but right. It's very serious, and it works.
It does work. Yes, it works very well.
That's a fascinating little tidbit that I like learning here, too, doctor. I like to learn as we go. Dr. Jamie Bartley here with me. All right, so are there some things that are more common that maybe women should pay attention to and maybe they try to ignore to say maybe it's not as bad or whatever it may be? That you think, hey, if you have these symptoms, you should pay attention and take them seriously?
Well, a lot of what I do is quality of life issues, and I find that a lot of patients, women as well as men too, feel that some of their urinary control issues may be just a part of aging and that they have to live with it. However, I think that it's important to know that they don't have to live with it, and there are, you know, very effective therapies and treatment options that can help. You know, urinary control does not end lives early as far as, you know, morbidity and things like that, but it can certainly take away quality of life and affect, you know, what limit people from doing the things that they want to do.
Well, sure. You mentioned the thing about, you know, if you have bladder control issues. First of all, it's got to be something that weighs on you emotionally. I mean, you know, it's embarrassing. Do I want to go here? Do I want to go there? But what you're telling me here is you have options we didn't have a few short years ago, and they're not just pharmaceutical options. You have other options that can make it less severe or maybe manageable altogether.
Exactly, yes. And then sometimes for example, the Botox injection, we do those on average about twice a year. So patients can come into the office and have the procedure and, you know, they're good for 6 months and then they come in and have another procedure. So it's not a medication they have to take. And again, it can be very effective.
And when they come to SMG Urology, doctor, I've learned this about dealing with folks from Spero over the last many years and talking to different specialists like yourself, that when somebody shows up, no matter what their issue or challenge may be, they don't just see you. They end up with a team of people. They get together, evaluate the facts as presented, and talk about the symptoms or the challenges. they end up in a family atmosphere, from what I understand. Does that sound right?
Yeah, I've been with Sparrow now for about 6 months since I left my practice over in Metro Detroit, and I have been so pleased with the team approach that we have here at Sparrow. Even, you know, from the check-in at the front desk to our nurse navigators to our physicians, and I have two other partners that are specialists in their own area. And I do think that it is, you know, I think your description of a family atmosphere is very true. So I've been very happy and very satisfied with my time here so far, and I hope to continue that for many years.
Well, we certainly hope so. You sound like a great addition to the Sparrow team, and you sound like, well, somebody that really enjoys me. I mean, obviously, you're pleased with the direction you took in your career. You've been there for a number of years and want to stay there. So let me ask you this. If somebody's listening right now and they say, listen, I've got some of these issues that the doctor is discussing here, where do I begin? What are the symptoms they should be concerned with? What's the next step?
So if they're having, again, bladder control issues, if they're feeling like they're spending their lives in the bathroom, if they're leaking, not making it to the bathroom, or they're finding that it's really inhibiting, you know, what they feel comfortable doing as far as living their life, then, you know, I would suggest calling and making an appointment and come in and talk to us, and we can see what options are there for you.
Absolutely, and I think that's good advice. Dr. Jamie Bartley, urologist at SMG Urology, part of the Sparrow Health System, I greatly appreciate you being here today. Again, the phone number is 517-364-5655. 517-364-5655. And doctor, I greatly appreciate you taking the time to be here.
Thank you. Can I mention our website too?
Absolutely.
So we have a website at sparrowurology.org. And if you go to that website, you can see our pictures there and kind of what we specialize in. And there's even some forms that you can fill out to help facilitate making an appointment.
And try to figure out what your next step is. And again, that's all great advice. Dr. Jamie Bartley here, urologist, SMG Urology. Great job today, doctor, and really good information. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
There you have it, everybody. Always trying to keep you healthy. I do my best. It's the Steve Gerber Show.